This is Akashvani. The news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said that Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analysed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Centre. This data can be used by researchers, scientists and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said that while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPR&D, in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of 6 divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing tasks and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of new criminal laws. Veteran playback singer P. Jayachandran passed away at a hospital in Thrissur tonight. He was 80. In an illustrious career spanning over 6 decades, Jayachandran sang more than 16,000 songs in various languages, including Malayalam, Tamil, Telugu, Hindi and Kannada, captivating audiences throughout the country. Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from 13 January to 26 February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be a combination of faith and modernity. Briefing media in Prayagraj this evening, after taking stock of the preparations for the Mahakumbh, he said, all preparations have been completed for a safe and secure stay of pilgrims in Prayagraj. Mr. Adityanath also inaugurated Digital Media Centre for Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day Parade this year. These guests include Sarpanch, disaster relief workers, best performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from northeastern states and best startups. BJP President JP Nadda today held a meeting with the party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting held in the national capital was to fine-tune the party's strategies for assembly polls. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdev and Party in Charge Bejayant Jayapanda were among other senior leaders who attended the meeting. The inferno sweeping Los Angeles, the entertainment capital of US, has leapt onto the Hollywood Hills, endangering fabled landmarks in the area today. Nearly 150,000 people were under evacuation orders last night as the fires burned down 7,000 hectares, killing at least 5 people and destroyed over 1,000 buildings. In the Men's Hockey India League, Vedant Kalinga Lancers defeated team Gaunasikar 2-1 in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. Lancers captain Aran Zalewski scored the decisive second goal, giving his team the lead, while Antoine Keener equalised with the first goal. Earlier, Gaunasikar's S.V. Sunil scored the opening goal of the match. Antoine Keener was named Player of the Match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.